Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Jeff Saturday of ESPN to get his thoughts on the Chiefs as they currently sit 5-5 heading into their home game on Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts. Jeff, really appreciate your time.
Yeah, glad to be here. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. Let's start with this. What surprised me most about the Chiefs on Sunday is I'm used to the Chiefs being the team that closes. We've seen them in Super Bowls. We've seen them in AFC Championship games. If it's going to be a one-score game with 5 minutes to go, the Chiefs are usually going to make one or two more plays and find a way to win. But it was the Broncos that made those plays, and it was the Chiefs that made the one or two mistakes that ultimately led to them losing on Sunday.
Yeah, and you know, listen, man, I think honestly we kind of fell in love last year with all the Chiefs wins and the massive ways they came back and made things happen, and whether it's blocking kicks or, you know, big plays at the end. And I want to say they were 11-0, 11-1 maybe last year, and they're 0-4, I believe, this year. And I part of that's just regressing, you know, to the mean, right? Like it happens, right? It's tough in the NFL for things to go your way. But I will tell you, man, as I watched the game, like Denver got after him, and I was shocked a bit because I think I had the expectation you did. Like I thought the Chiefs after the Bills loss, you know, that they'd come back a little bit, a little bit more, you know, for lack of a better term, angry about and look a little bit different. And I just felt like, especially a division opponent who's leading the division, you know, it's time to start making your way here. And I just felt like they just didn't respond the same way. But there's some things that I've been saying that I've been made mocked at work, you know, here at ESPN about, I just don't see some of the things that I've seen in the past. You know, I just don't see. I don't see their run game being nearly as effective or physical than it has in the past. And I know, you know, Andy Reid's never been identified as a big, you know, run-heavy guy. But typically, as seasons go on, they get more efficient and more physical, and he actually dials it up a little bit more. I haven't really seen – I've seen Mahomes, like the clock in his head is sped up. Like you see kind of decisions that he's making. He feels hurried. And it may not necessarily be the rush every time, but it's the threat of the rush where he's been hit. So just some things that you see – and then, like you said, on the defensive side, man, they're not quite closing it out, right? You have expectations that it's going to be a Chris Jones, you know, slap rip, and all of a sudden he's taking the QB down or whatever it is, and for whatever reason, they just haven't put it all together yet.
I've been really hammering the run game, so I'm happy that you said that. As a former offensive lineman, what are you seeing? Because I'm looking at the contending teams, not just in the AFC, but also in the NFC. Man, all of those teams have an identity when it comes to running the football. You don't have to be the best team in the league, but you got to be able on a 3rd and 4, trust that you can run the football and your line, and you can win the line of scrimmage with the offensive line. I'm not seeing that from the Chiefs. What are you seeing as a former offensive lineman? Why do you think the run game is so stagnant in Kansas City?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think when you look at it, there's just not a lot of pop. Like, you know, not a lot of guys getting driven off the line of scrimmage. But the other part of that that kind of goes hand in hand is like how many's, right? Like if you look at Seattle's run game, you would not say they're an efficient run team, right? Like they don't necessarily run the ball well, but they'll dial up a whole bunch of runs, right? Like McDonald's going to make sure their offense puts the ball on the ground and at least has attempts. And to me, what that does is it fatigues the defense to a degree, is that you're giving the defense something else to think about, something else to prepare for, whether it's different personnel. I feel like with the Chiefs, man, half the time, like you're thinking, hey, they ain't going to run this thing. We're going to pin our ears back and we'll stop the run on the way to the quarterback. But we're betting the averages that it's going to be a pass. And I think that's hard to do for offensive line, man, especially week in, week out. And they haven't done a great job even, protecting Mahomes at times. And it's, again, this is not sacks necessarily, even pressures, but it's the condensing of the pocket. It's the pushing. It's the making him hold the ball a little bit longer than he wants to. And I think all those things contribute to your run game just not being as effective.
Right now, we're talking to Jeff Saturday of ESPN. He played for the Colts. We'll get to their matchup against the Colts here coming up in just a little bit. A lot of the conversation that I've seen from the national level has been about the aura of the Kansas City Chiefs. I think they lost some of that when they got beat the way that they lost in the Super Bowl against Philadelphia, and I think you've just seen it eroding over time. To hear Sean Payton say that the Chiefs are a first-half team, given some of the comebacks I've seen from them, was just a very telling thing. Do you believe that? Do you think the Chiefs still have that aura, or do you think it's gone?
No, I think it's like anything, right? Like as teams around you get better in your division, right? You saw the Chargers start off with a win. Now you've seen the Broncos, right? You've seen the Jags. To your point, it's a what have you done for me lately league. And as good as they have been, throughout the years, I think part of that is just teams feeling like they catch up. And when your division opponents catch up with you, that kind of shows your hand to the league, right? So when they're walking away with these AFC West and no one's even coming close to them, you feel a little bit different. And to your point, I think people feel like they're closing the gap. And look, man, let's be real about this thing. Like the Chiefs have played a lot of football, man. I mean, like whole extra seasons. You know what I mean? With all the playoff games that they played. They played in some massive games, and everybody's giving them their best shot. This is not a team that typically does a lot of noon starts, right? These are going to be prime time big games. Circle it on your schedule if you're the opposing team. And I think all of those things kind of play into vulnerability for a team. But again, you don't ever write off Mahomes. You don't write off Reed. Spags does a great job. I think they just. Their key, their big players got to start making some plays in big moments.
I've been calling these teams the new money teams. How the AFC has been dominated. It's been Kansas City, Baltimore, and Buffalo. Those have been the top three teams. It's a little bit different this year. Kansas City's a little bit down. The Ravens have certainly played better of late, but we're talking about a 500 team. The Bills are in second place in their division. Out of those new money teams, so Indianapolis, Denver, and New England, which one of those teams do you believe in the most?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ooh, that's a great question. I would probably say, the Colts right now. And I think with their explosiveness on offense, Steichen's done a great job with Daniel Jones. Jonathan Taylor, man, is playing an MVP season. And anytime that you can run the ball the way they've been able to run it and then spread the ball around, whether that's Pierce, whether that's Pittman, whether that's Warren, you know, Josh Downs, again, getting the ball back out to JT in the flats, letting him make plays. And they're getting better on defense. They're kind of a stingy team, and they've been able to put points on just about everybody. And the one game that they really played, I would say they kind of laid an egg against the Steelers. And that was, you know, the offensive line played bad, right? Their tackles got pushed around. They got a lot of pressure on Daniel Jones, strip sacks, all those kinds of things, interceptions. But for you, when you look at them, I think they're a very complete football team that if they're playing to a high level, they're tough to beat. And then after that, I would say probably the Pats and then the Broncos. The Pats, Drake May is playing, you know, freaking lights out. Vrabel's got their defense playing much better. And early in the season, they were giving up explosive plays on that defensive side. They've tightened up. So all three of those teams, and Denver's got the best defense to me probably in the league. Anytime you get the best defense, man, you got a shot in every game. And so I would say Knicks is probably a little more, you know, errant. He can throw a wild one every now and then. So you'd kind of stack it that way. But I think all three of those teams are very legitimate competitors and all have a shot to take it deep into February.
Right now, we're talking to Jeff Saturday for a couple more minutes here. Jeff, let's transition to the Colts. You just mentioned them. I feel like the big question with the Colts really comes down to Daniel Jones and his ability to protect the football. That was an issue for him in New York. It's been an issue with him so far in Indianapolis. When he protects the football, he really gives him a chance. But I feel like there's a portion of NFL fans that are kind of waiting for that other shoe to drop with him.
100%. And I think these are the prove it games, right? Is when you – you know, when you go play the Chiefs and it's a must win for the Chiefs and you got to go up and show, but it feels like a playoff game. And it's, you know, how does he respond? And I have seen Daniel Jones when he was in New York, when he's going through the playoffs and he's, you know, he's using his legs, he's taking care of the ball, he's playing as efficiently as he is, as anybody. And he's tough to beat. I think Steichen has done a really good job kind of controlling the narrative, making sure he doesn't believe that he has to play his best football for them to win, right? He can just be a quarterback and put the right guys in the right position. He's got the guys around him that can make him look good and make him, you know, and let him make plays. Don't force it, right? Let the game kind of come to you. Cutcliffe, who was his coach at Duke, is there, and I think he's done a good job of just helping him in the building. And so, you know, I like the way it's set up. I think from Daniel Jones' perspective, he's kind of got the same Sam Darnold and you know, that thing is what happens in big moments. But I mean, all you can go is on how he's played in this system, and he's been pretty effective other than that in that Steelers game, in my opinion. And again, that one I kind of attribute not only to him, but to the offensive line as well.
I always like asking guys like you this question that have been in the league and been around the game for a while. I'm guessing you met Arch Manning when he was just a kid, and now he's the starting quarterback at the University of Texas. Who was that player that like made you feel old? Like you were thinking, man, I remember when you used to run around the locker room and now I'm watching you on television or you're breaking down their film. Who was that player for you?
Oh my goodness, bro. Marvin's son, I remember he and I, we had kids about the same time, and so his oldest son is a couple of years younger than my oldest, and I remember seeing Marv, and you know, he walks in one day, he's like this little kid, and the next time I see him, he's like 4 inches taller than me, and I remember thinking to myself, what in the world, bro? Like, what are you feeding your kid here, you know? And he's like, oh bro, he's about to go to Ohio State. This kid's like a freaking grown man. And I just remember, like, these are the moments. I had a guy, you'll love this, I had a guy who was from the Indianapolis area. And he had gone to college near there. He was a basketball guy who was going to transition over to football, go play offensive line. And I remember Joe walks in, and he's like, man, Mr. Saturday, it's great to meet you. You know, I had a poster of you on my wall growing up. And I remember thinking to myself, and now you're my teammate. That means I'm not for long in this game when you got dudes who had your poster on. So it happens to all of us, man. You know, Father Time is undefeated, baby. It ain't changing.
100%. No, it gets all of us. I'll get you out of here with the last thing. This is certainly the biggest question around here. I mean, it's one of the biggest questions in the National Football League of the Chiefs making the playoffs. If you look at the tiebreakers that they have, I mean, they lost to Buffalo, they lost to Jacksonville. Now they get a chance to get the tiebreaker back against the Colts. The Chiefs are 2-4 right now in the AFC. They really got to go to work here in the final 7 weeks of the season. Do you still have Kansas City making the postseason?
Yeah, this is a must win for them. I have them on my outside looking in. So, you know, and everybody looked at me crazy last week. I thought Denver was going to match up with them well. Obviously, that turned out to be a tight game that they end up losing and put them in a really bad predicament, honestly. And so as I look at them, to me, they got this Colts game, you know, circled up, man. This is a must win for them. This is a playoff type atmosphere. They're going to have to go out and play that way. And I can tell you the other thing. Everybody in the AFC will be rooting for the Colts, bro. Because don't nobody want to see KC get hot and get into the playoffs with Mahomes and Andy Reid. So it's going to be – there'll be a lot of secret Colts fans this weekend, because everybody knows if they do get hot, that's the scariest team to go play. They've done it and proved it so many times. So it's going to be a heck of a ball game, that's for sure.
Absolutely. That was Jeff Saturday joining us on the show. He was in the league from 1998 to 2012. You can currently catch him every day on ESPN. Jeff, it was great to have you pop on with us today, man. We really appreciate your time.
Appreciate it. Y'all have a great one.
You too. Absolutely. That is Jeff Saturday joining us on the show to get you ready for their game coming up on Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.